Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Snow Nation. And as always, it is I, your friendly neighborhood anti-authoritarian. Just wanted to jump on to have a quick chat with you folks. It's been a little while, about a month and a half, give or take. And, you know, I just thought, you know, we should come together and have a conversation about something important, you know, we're not going to talk about the Super Bowl. It was the Chiefs and the 49ers and the Super Bowl. It's, you know, every year that's a part of our bread and circuses that we're treated to, that I believe to distract us from a lot of other things that are far more concerning and far more impactful on our everyday life or the lives of just the average citizen in this country. We watched, I think it was live. It was the live little highlights on Google. If you Google like a sports team, and then it'll just show like, okay, here's the score and here's who won. And it's not even pictures or anything. It's just plain text. And my wife will just look at that and it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then we just kind of move on. But nope, we're not going to talk about that. Or the halftime show, Super Bowl halftime show and the commercials and all that good stuff. I don't think it matters in the grand scheme of things. You know, are we going to talk about Trump? You know, he's back in court again, over his handling of classified documents. No, I'm not going to talk about that either, because that's another, big fat nothing burger. It's more theater. It can be entertaining at times, but, it's also irrelevant. Because, you know, we've learned over the years, most of us, that a lot of the laws and rules, they tend to only apply to the poor people. So, when it comes to handling classified documents, someone like me, you know, and I have a security clearance. If I did half the things some of these politicians and retired politicians or current politicians or whatever, half of what they've done, you know, I would have lost my clearance years ago. Or would have been arrested or something, but of course, you know, as we know, the laws are for us poor commoners, so that irrelevant. You know, all the Hunter Biden scandals, you know, those things keep popping up from time to time, or our current president and what seems to be his declining cognitive abilities on front, you know, center stage on national television. And you know, sure, those are interesting to watch, but I don't think that matters either, because I've discussed this in great length before. My concerns with the political system as a whole, and how big money is grossly just poisoned the entire process to the point where it really just doesn't. That's another thing that just doesn't matter. I'm sorry. But in my personal opinion, voting is a complete waste of time, unless you're doing it ironically, maybe, or if you're writing in Godzilla on the ballot or something like that, or write yourself in, or, you know, make things interesting. Or the, what was it, 2016, where people wrote in Harambe, who was a gorilla that died in captivity during that time. That was interesting. I think he got 20,000 votes, if I'm not mistaken, you know, things like that. You know, that makes it interesting. But if you're casting your vote to vote in a president because you think they're going to make things better, they're going to look out for the common man and, you know, the needs of the nation, the 330 million forgotten, seemingly forgotten citizens in this nation. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. It feels good. I've voted in the past and it feels good in the moment. I've also voted ironically, as a bit of a goof, in 2020, and it was interesting. I got to go into a, voting poll wearing a black MAGA hat as a African-American male. And it was fascinating just seeing the reactions of people with, just because of the expectation that, you know, because of the color of my skin, that I must vote a certain way, or, you know, I look a certain way, so I must be a liberal and lean this way or that way. So it was a fun experiment at the time, but I don't see myself doing anything like that again, unless there's some sort of humor or some entertainment in it. But I'm not going to waste my time with that. What I do want to talk about, one of the things that I think are important, far more important than the Super Bowl, far more important than the political selection of 2024 and these alleged candidates, these crusty old men, these old rich men. You know, I just think that it's important for the average citizen, the 330 million forgotten, to take stock, you know, to have some introspection, to utilize that critical thinking ability that we've all been gifted with, even though we've been somewhat conditioned to forget about it and stay as far away from it as possible, staying close to the easy and familiar, to have things packaged and gift wrapped and dropped right into our laps. But I think it's important to just take a moment, introspection, look around you and ask just some basic but relevant questions. And one thing that came to mind with me, I love words. I know it sounds silly, but I think it's interesting. And a lot of the words that we use today, especially in the mainstream, you'll hear words like patriot or patriotic or liberty, freedom, citizen. And that's the one I wanted to briefly talk about tonight. And when you hear that word, citizen or citizenry, a lot of times there'll be an open discussion, and you know, and just my conversations with different people over the years, just you know, what is a citizen, and is this person a good citizen? Are you a good citizen? Am I a good citizen? You know, before we go into the responsibilities and you know, how to be a good citizen, which is pretty subjective. But what is a citizen? So a citizen is clearly defined as a legally recognized subject or national of a state or commonwealth, either native or nationalized, an inhabitant of a particular town or city. Pretty simple stuff. You know, just cut and dry. There's no gray there, you know, unless this was a political discussion about borders or whatever, then it'll be incredibly gray. But this definition is black and white, you know, so that's the definition of a citizen. So let's just walk through just a few of the responsibilities of a citizen. And to kind of deviate away from a lot of the subjective anecdotal, you know, let's just dive into some of the involuntary responsibilities of today's citizen. Got a little tongue tied there. So the big one, paying taxes. You know, are you paying taxes? That's a big responsibility for a citizen. Because, you know, without those taxes, you know, how do we pave roads? You know, how do we pay for our fire department and our police department? And, you know, how do we manage to maintain a civilized society without paying our taxes? You know, doing the right thing as a good citizen. You know, don't question any of it, though. Don't try to avoid it unless you're rich. Then, you know, it's whatever. But if you're part of the bottom 95% of the country, don't you dare try to avoid paying taxes, or you will suffer dearly. So it's I see taxes as kind of a funny thing. It's something that we primarily do out of tradition. It's been a generational thing. Yes, it's in law. Sure, it's a law, of course, and it's got legal backing, and it is enforced heavily on the middle class, the poor. Yes, I'm sorry, working poor. But it's just why do we do it? Why is that a part of just being a good citizen? Many see that as a big responsibility, a key part. But why? You know, and sure, you know, we all have our perspectives on it, but I really just see it as, you know, subconsciously, it's just we know that, you know, we don't want to go to jail, we don't want to lose our freedom, and we don't want to lose any more money than we absolutely have to. So we just have this money just taken from us. Many of us, it's just deducted automatically. Some pay at the end of the year, sure. But we make sure that we kick that money in the pot and we don't fight it or argue it, even though there was an incident. I'm trying to remember, some sort of a tea party thing, or there was something that happened involving a group of people having issues with taxation. It's probably nothing. It's probably a movie I saw. I don't know. You know, so paying your taxes, obeying the law. Sure. Obeying the law. I think that's important. I am a law-abiding citizen. I'm also a tax-paying citizen. So I believe I'm still within that realm of the definition of a good citizen. Now, challenging laws. So fortunately in the United States, I hate using the word free, but because I don't really see free or freedom per se by definition. But we do have the ability to exercise our, well, you can call them rights. I think they're privileges because they can be taken away so quickly and so easily in a quote unquote crisis, that we have these privileges. And one of those privileges is the ability to challenge some of these laws. And when it comes to law, I think it's important to remember that, you know, we're conditioned to see law as this beautiful, harmonic thing that keeps society together, and it's pure and all that. But, you know, I feel I have to constantly remind people that there were a lot of horrible things that were legal. You know, I don't know, slavery comes to mind, the Jim Crow laws comes to mind. You know, if you make it if you look at it on a global scale, there have been quite a few genocides. I don't know, like the Holocaust, things like that, that were at one point legal in a particular country. And a majority of the citizens accepted it as law and as just and legal. But was it? No, it was not. To answer that question. You know, so obeying the law, complying with the rule of law. You know, there's a lot of involuntary responsibilities, and there's some that are voluntary-ish. You know, swearing to bear arms, working in non-combat areas, working under civilian direction. So there's some of these little things. You know, like what I'm speaking to is the military draft, which, you know, who knows? It could come back, considering the way some of the recruiting shortfalls are looking for a lot of the branches. Who knows? But right now, that's not currently a thing. You just, if you want to join, you join. If you don't want to, then you do not. But that's another one of those items that a lot of people will look at. When you're talking about, you know, is this person a good citizen, a productive citizen? So another responsibility, upholding the Constitution of the United States, which sure. The Constitution is a beautiful document, well worded. I think it looks great. As some would say, it looks great on paper. But in practice, it just, there's so many angles and loopholes and amendments and adjustments and things that seem to take place that 9 times out of 10 tend to favor a particular group and forget about the majority or the larger group that has less money and less power and influence. But I digress. Active participation in jury duty. Okay. Voting. I've talked about that plenty. How I feel about voting, but sure. Why not? Tolerating those different from you. I think that that's great. I think that that's important. tolerating those different from you, and up into a point when you're getting to the point at which an individual or individuals are infringing on your liberties and freedoms and your rights or privileges, your property and your safety and things like that are in danger, then okay, then that's, you know, that kind of opens the discussion up to some other points, but sure, that's an important responsibility. You know, involvement in your community. I think that that's great. I think that that's important. I donate blood. You know, we donate clothes and things like that to the local Goodwill. You know, sure, I think that's important. Staying informed about current issues. Yeah, it's important. You do the best you can, but with the mainstream media news cycle and the way things are twisted and spun, we tend to, you know, we're in an age where we have access to so much information, but most of it is tainted. A large portion of it is poison to the mind, I think, and it's a lot of it is very sad, and a lot of misdirection and distraction from a lot of important things. I know that, you know, talking about the way money is created, the way the interest rates are set by the Federal Reserve, and how it impacts lending on such a massive scale, and I know those things aren't all that exciting, but they're important. And you're not going to always see open discussions on these particular topics, the topics that deeply impact you and, you know, and will impact generations that come after you. They're not as exciting or interesting. So a lot of times those things are just laid at the wayside. And then we just run around arguing about, you know, who won this game or who won the Super Bowl and why, and you know, what's going on with this pop culture figure that's going to be forgotten about in another 10 years or 5 years or whatever, you know, but it's important to try to stay up as best as you can on what's going on around you. Sure. But with that, I will say just to be careful at just what you expose yourself to and how much of it. Of course, it's hard to, you know, with our smartphones and, you know, all of our gadgets and social media, it's hard to avoid some of this stuff. But, you know, I think it's important to try. I know for me personally, I had moments where I would take breaks, especially on my last deployment on military deployment, on accessing certain social media sites and avoided, you know, NPR, Fox News, CNN, all that silliness. And I just felt better. You know, I just slept better at night and felt better in the morning and was more productive and got real work done and was able to clear my head and listen to audiobooks and read on important subjects and about human nature and human psychology and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I just got so much out of it by just not completely cutting out the news and social media and all those things, but sort of just managing it a little better, managing my time and my exposure to those things made a huge difference. So, but anyway, back on topic. So we know we have some idea of what a citizen is by its definition. You know, we've went through some of the responsibilities or the proposed responsibilities that fall into what it means to be a citizen, to be a good citizen. So you have your responsibilities, you have that definition. So then the ultimate question is how do you act as a good citizen? You know, and a large portion of that, I think it's just common sense. I know it may seem like we live in an age where, you know, common sense is dead and gone. And I know the saying is there's nothing as uncommon as common sense. But I think when it comes to being a good citizen, I wouldn't say being a good citizen means that you need to be patriotic per se, because that's another association I see a lot when it comes to, you know, a good citizen, that you are to be, you know, patriotic. And, you know, that patriotism, sure, I get it. You know, showing a devotion for your country, I can see the importance in that. But for me personally, my focus is more on, you know, my devotion to the citizens within that country, which is why I've said plenty of times that I love my country. I love my people. I love the citizens within this country. I love being able to be a civil servant and be there in my community or my country's time of need to help the citizens. But at the same time, there is a bit of shame that I feel in the actions of some of the branches of our government and some of our political officials. And, you know, it's a shame. It really is. But I still have that love there and that devotion, and I'm still ready to lay down my life to protect the citizens, because that's what I signed up for. That was a part of the, a piece of the oath that I took, and I will continue to serve and do my duty. So just wanted to make sure I properly explain that, so there's no, misunderstandings. There we go. So being patriotic to an extent, not blind patriotism. That's something completely different. But just making sure that, okay, sure, paying your taxes. It's involuntary, so you don't really have a choice. You could try not to, but you'll eventually have some people with guns knocking at your door. But yeah, there's that. There's also just displaying the right type of qualities, the qualities of a good citizen. And just some examples, you know, and a couple of personal qualities that I think would make up a good citizen would be just being honest, having integrity, being a responsible person. And that's a scary word, being responsible, responsibility. Most people tend to run from that, which is part of the reason why I feel the way I feel about the word freedom or free. I believe most people run from that because responsibility is in there as a piece of it, to having true freedom. But anyway, being respectful, being kind and displaying a certain degree of tolerance and courtesy, having some moral courage and having a love for true justice. I'm not going to say a love for the law, and I've talked about that and the issues with, you know, just the times where some horrific things were legal, which is why I think it's important to have that separation that, you know, legal or the law doesn't always equate to justice. You know, there are times where they do fall in line, but there are a lot of times where they do not. So it's why I'll say a love of justice. You know, I think having those things, being a productive member of society, being active in your community, as I mentioned before, about, you know, if it's just as simple as donating your money, time, your blood or bone marrow, your clothes, you know, things like that, things that'll help in your community, even supporting local businesses, local restaurants. My family, we're big into that. All for it. If there's ever an opportunity to deviate away from some mega chain of whatevers, we try to jump on that when we can. So there's that. And keeping yourself well informed as best as you can. As I mentioned before, the way the information flows and the fact that, you know, only five or six companies control 85% to 90% of the flow of information that we have access to, it makes it kind of hard to get a genuine picture of the state of the world based on what we can access. But do the best you can. Be a mentor. Be well-rounded, you know, and be as orderly as you can within your sphere of control and influence. Understanding that ultimately we have very little control over what happens to us. But most of us have a small bit of influence in a particular area, and put your focus there. And that's what I think it means to be a good citizen. And that's the path, you know, I think, in my opinion, that someone could take to meet that definition, you know, to have those qualities and those areas of focus and developing yourself in that way where you can be a productive piece to the community in which you serve, which I think is an incredibly important part to the journey, is helping others, being there for others, you know, being an expert in a particular area where you can assist others. So I think that's just something that is something that's important to just stop and think about and be honest with yourself. You know, if you feel that you're not very honest or very open, or maybe you're a bit selfish, not so much just with money, but also with your time and your energy. You know, those are all simple things that you yourself can change. Right. So just something to think about. And as far as all the politics and, you know, and all that just noise, you know, I highly encourage anyone who's listening to this to take breaks from those things. And with time, I believe that you'll feel better. You'll have a much more optimistic look or view of the world. And it'll free up so much of your time where you can do research into other things, things that matter, things that could better benefit you and your development as a human being. So I know I said I would keep it short. I did not. So I will jump off of here. This was just something. Every once in a while, you just sit and you think and just, man, why, you know, I'm a citizen, but, you know, am I a good citizen? Am I productive? Am I making a difference? You know, what else can I do? Or what am I doing too much of? Or what adjustments can I make to just be a better version of the person that I was yesterday? Right? Because it's not, you know, I don't see us competing against each other. I believe we all can rise at the same time. I just think the focus should be on competing against that version of yourself from yesterday, going from version 1.0 to, you know, 1.5 or 1.8. I'm thinking in terms of Apple updates. That's why I'm doing that. Version 1 to version 2, version 1 to version 1.3, 1.8, 1.9. But you get what I'm driving at. Anyway, I'm going to step off here and take care of some other business. But thank you as always. Thank you for your input. Thank you for your feedback for my listeners. Thank you for your support and your kind words over the years. It means a great deal to me. And I will continue to jump on here from time to time and talk about things that matter. And I think that, you know, if you have something worth saying, say it. If you don't, then just hang back. It's okay. Silence is golden, as they say. Alrighty. Well, I'm out of here. Snail Nation out.